The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. The 21st century has introduced new norms and resources that are of immense value to businesses and their bottom line. Yet in business, we require relevance and innovation, not just more information. We need the true stories of what works and what does not work. Our program today will tell you what you need to know. The experiences, perspectives, and resources shared by Jen and her guests will make all the difference for you and your business moving forward. Now, here's your host, Jen Sabin.
Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Moving Forward today. This is going to be a great time. So we're going to be discussing a little later in this show transition strategy. So for those of you who already have a full-time gig, you are employed, you have a, in the States it would be a W-2, that you are working for somebody at this point and you are considering starting your own business. So this is something you're more than just, wouldn't that be great? But like, you're really considered engaged in it. We're going to talk about some strategies, some smart strategies, some ways to approach it that could mitigate risk, that could give you a game plan in a different way. It's not just talking heads. This comes from people who have done it, who have dealt with the reality of it versus someone who just teaches about it. And not to, in any way, malign, you know, I am all about learning and a beginner's mind and going to people who are educated and even the theorists. And at the same time, you know, it's very different. I remember, share a quick story with everyone. I was talking to this woman who had gotten all these grants and stuff regarding doing business in the former Soviet Union. This was in the 90s. And we were chatting, and it was so wonderful to meet a kindred spirit because I had done business over there during Perestroika, done a lot of work in the former Soviet Union during the transition time to privatization. And we were talking about it and I was asking her questions and it turned out she'd never actually done business, never had her own business, never went to Russia, which is okay, or any of the republics, the 15 republics at the time. She taught about it from another resource. And when we were chatting, I realized a lot of what she was saying made sense on paper and didn't translate into the reality of how things were done. So it was very theoretical, it was very classroom oriented, and then there's what it really was like, what it really took. So consider this, it's a difference between reading a cookbook and cooking. It's the difference between I'm trying to come up with something else. Ah, brilliant. If anyone's ever read the actual rules of how one is supposed to drive in traffic, one in the United States, it's like one car length behind the car in front of you. You know, you come to a complete stop 5 feet before a stop sign. These are the laws as they're written. And, you know, for many of us, we don't necessarily drive one car length back, you know, from a car, a full car length behind the car in front of us. Now, this isn't in any way to indicate or imply that I'm not a safe driver or follow the rules of the road. However, if you look at how, you know, shall we say, what rush hour looks like in most places or different freeways. If we were to follow that as it was designed and written, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't flow. There's what was set up and when the rules were put into a place and the laws, and they have an intention and a purpose. And I do try to actually have that ability to have a car length in front of me. And yet we all know that in certain traffic situations, or if you've ever driven in a major city, that's just not how it goes. So there's one thing to teach, and then there's another thing to do. And there's a place for both of them, because you need to understand the rules, the laws, the theories, and how they work. But then there's a big difference in terms of living it. So we're going to talk about that today. Before we do that, there's some really interesting stories happening. And I'm curious, please share your views, your thoughts, your impact, your ideas. The correspondence has been fantastic. Jen, J-E-N-N, at jensabin.com. Send emails, call, you know, stay connected, because what you're offering is valuable. Some things that are happening today that are important for us as small business owners or mid-sized business owners to know. In the United States, the increase in postal rates. Yes, postal rates went up this week. And while this may not impact your business directly, consider that it's going to impact your business indirectly. So what are we talking about? For example, on Saturday, to ship something, you know, I think it was an NPR, they had like a record, to the UK from the States, $13.17. Today, $18.60. So 96 hours ago, about 96 hours ago, it cost $13.17. And today it's $18.60. That's a $5.43% increase. That's almost a 50% increase in terms of the overhead required to send it. So now it's conceivable that for certain items, the postage is going to be a prohibitive factor in terms of the consumer dynamics. So what are people doing? They're considering shipping, freight shipping versus U.S. Postal. Because what happens when something becomes cost prohibitive for our business? We get really resourceful. That's a huge, you know, I don't know what the profit margins are on something like that, if it, you know, or how to amortize it out. However, it's the same reason why onshoring is happening more in the United States of America due to the increase in fuel costs and the cost of shipping from China, you know, to manufacture in China. And here's the thing, while you in your business may not be someone who ships, like we don't have that type of it's a service-based business or something like that, consider the impact that this could have on regarding some of your vendors, some of your equipment, or maybe your clients. Now, for example, if the somebody who ships is a client of yours, are you working with them in perhaps a service-based business, or you're a vendor to them in a way that they're now going to revisit where they can cut down on expenses? So last week we talked about, you know, a 3% predicted increase this year and in the United States, which, you know, isn't robust, but it's, some people might say it's actually not even treading water. Yet these are the things to be aware of. Why? So you can position yourself. Why? I mean, if you're a service-based business, you want to make sure that you are woven into the tapestry of what your clients or consumers see as part of what their expenses are. This is where customer service, quality control becomes a major factor. What are you talking about? You know, it's a penny increase. Well, consider this on Wall Street, right? If a company makes projections and they're a few cents off in terms of their quarterly earnings, notice how the street reacts. Why? Because it represents so much more than a penny. I mean, think about it. The U.S. Postal Service is losing something like, I don't know, it's over $20 million a day. I mean, last year, I think they lost $16 billion. And this is part of the strategy to bridge that gap. Those are huge numbers, and where they're represented in pennies. So it was, and there are certain laws around how they could regulate it. But the other thing is, where in your business now, where in your business now do you see an opportunity to reach out and capture some business that maybe you couldn't get before? Like, does it, depending on the nature of the product or service you offer, is this now an opportunity? You know, is this an opportunity for FedEx, for DHL, for UPS, or whoever the private companies are? Is this an opportunity for the freight services or for the small companies to now position themselves? This is that strategic part. This is the part where it's not just news to look at it and consider. And if you're not having a weekly meeting or a monthly meeting, looking at these things, seeing how you can capitalize on them. There's a client. And the service they provide is something that mitigates risk for a particular industry. And there was an article where this company is based out of that an establishment had a horror story because they didn't mitigate that risk. So imagine this. Here's this company that provides a service that I'm not going to give names in because I have non-disclosures with my clients, right? So the companies that we work with, we don't talk about. So this particular company provides a service that helps mitigate risk. And there was a company, consider it would be like they install burglar alarms and the place was robbed. That's not the business they're in, but it's that type of thing. So when it happened, it wasn't about going to the company or the establishment or the organization that it had the problem. It wasn't about going there. That's chaos right now. They're dealing with PR and damage control, et cetera, et cetera. It's about going to everyone else in that industry, in that local area, in that county, in that state, in that region, who would have heard about it, seen it on the local news, been in the papers, and let them know about your product and service. Because they're saying, thank heaven that didn't happen to us. And there's an opening there. There's an opening for a conversation. It's timely. If that happens, say, in the Chicago area, then you don't go to, you know, the Carolinas with it. However, it is in the local news. It is on the radio. It is being bantered about probably for 24 hours for sure, maybe 72 hours, and you have that time window. This is about being strategic. This is about having the flexibility to be nimble and quick. Do you even think this way? Do you have that ability and to expand and grow due to strategic thinking and then the ability to act on it? Okay, so where did this stem from? This stemmed from an increase in the postal service. So one, how is that going to impact your business, like literally your expenses? How is that going to impact your clients? How is that going to impact the competitors? So what do you need to reevaluate? And where is this an opportunity? Where is this an opportunity for potentially, depending on your product or service, new business, or to make sure that your clients are doing okay? When we come back, we're going to talk about transitioning from a corporate or being a quote-unquote employee or a member of a team, whatever it looks like, and to starting your own business when we come back.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. In sales, are you a lion or a vulture? Lions don't wait, they just go for it. Vultures hang around until the lions are finished and just pick up the scraps. How can you set yourself apart as a lion? Join the other aspiring sales lions and listen to Forget Patience, Let's Sell Something with host Ty Maynard. You'll learn the tips and strategies of top sales professionals. You'll gain more clients at a faster rate and at higher margins. If you're a sales professional, business owner, or executive, listen in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
Everybody needs expert advice when they look to develop their personal brand. Join Rochelle McCrary for The Leader and the Muse. Rochelle and her guests will bring you practical tips and tools to help you build your brand in ways that propel you into greater personal and business success. For strategies, stories, and much more, tune in to the Voice America Business Channel every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for The Leader and the Muse. And get ready to take your brand to the next level.
Are you looking for innovative ideas on how to achieve your financial dreams? Tune in to Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday afternoon at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Join certified financial planners Ken Smith and Ethan Broga to learn how you can obtain financial success. You'll be entertained while you discover techniques to alleviate your financial concerns. Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. We spent the first part of today talking about the impact of rising postal rates on small and mid-sized businesses and some creative strategies. Now, there's one thing I also didn't say, and talking about that story of the client who saw an opportunity to get into some doors and new client acquisition to have more customers as a result of somebody who didn't use their product or service that had a very, very public situation. So the other thing is also to be able to use that as a way to that story, whether it's a link to the article or it's scanned or whatever it is, to craft something to send to your already existing clients as reassurance that, wow, you guys are really wise. You've really done a smart thing, and we're glad that this won't be your story because you're a valued client. So again, it's not just about new client acquisition. It's about also, as you've heard me talk about so many times, and as so many of our great guests who are successful and accomplished in their businesses, they're still in their story, but they're definitely leaders and paving the way for so many of us that, that they've recommended and suggested. And by the way, if you're not familiar with this one, and this is one of mine, and it came from Seth Godin, and I thought it was brilliant, brilliant, in one of his blogs. And by the way, his blogs are email posts that I used to receive on a daily basis, which I opened, right? Because, you know, with the I have a particular approach to email. And that we have also in our company, and we're very much about self-management versus time management. And I do read his why, because they were short, succinct, to the point, and they got me thinking and engaged, and it wasn't a whole dissertation. One of the things he pointed out, which I have introduced again and again, and, you know, quote him as a source for thinking this way, and that is he mentioned that you always see coupons, approaches, whatever it is for first-time customers. You know, I opened up some mail today, and there was a high-end salon that had a special for new time customers in terms of something that they were giving them. And very often there'll be different services for first-time customers. It's this type of dynamic. So they're lowering the barrier to entry in terms of coupons or discounts, depending on your business, your industry, your service. I have my views on that, right? It's very individual. It's not an across-the-board thing. Individual meaning your call, your business, your style, your brand. However, what do you offer those who have been coming? So I'll use a salon, for example. The first time, the person who's there for the first time is getting this discount. And the person who's there for the 10th time, I'm not talking about a 10-time card then you stamp, because if you know your business and you have some type of measure where they don't have to manage that piece, what do they get? Have you ever just thought of, you know, we so value your customer, so, and it's not an upsell, it's actually a bundling. And what you've just done is perhaps created a raving fan, but certainly created the continuity. And I promise you, they'll notice other places where there are valued customers, they don't do that. It's whether it's the restaurant and they come in and then you give them, you know, this dessert is on us. We so value it. Please pick out any cocktail you want or whatever it is. It is a small investment in customer retention, and we all know the stats in terms of the amount of time, the amount of energy, time, resources it takes to replace someone who's already a client, right? And we have no idea, and this isn't coming from a bad experience. It's not that they're negative. They're already utilizing your product or service. They're already utilizing your product or service. And this is true for almost any business, any industry. You could do this, and it's such a small difference. But imagine if you were on the other side of that. Imagine if you took your car in, and it wasn't that you stamped the ticket and it was the 10th time, but they said, you know, John, we just want to know, changed your wiper blades, and no charge for that. We value your business. We value you. Right? Think of if your guy did that for you. Huge. Huge. Right? So just something to notice. So here we go. We're now making that big leap to talking about here you are, man, woman, whatever geography you're in, you have a position. Now it might be that you're considering you're in one of a couple places. Maybe your company is going through some changes. Maybe there's a potential downsizing or you don't feel the job security. Maybe you're burned out. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're bored. If you're bored, you're going to start making mischief unless you put something else in place. It doesn't mean another business or a professional something or other, but it does mean to put something in place when you have that kind of gap. We all get into mischief when we're bored. Or we just get really resigned. Not a good space to be, which is a different kind of mischief. So where are we? Here you are. Or there was something you saw, you read, a movie, a television show, a story you read. You were out. You saw somebody, as Matt Johnson said, he took a paddleboard lesson, right? And fell in love with it, became passionate about it. Today has one of the leading brands in terms of quality, SupLove, telling a story. So what does it take? First of all, it takes the wanting. Now this, there's a difference between being an entrepreneur and entrepreneurial. Starting your own business does not mean you need to be an entrepreneur. If you look back, practically everyone who was an immigrant to a company and hung up a shingle somewhere, a country, you know, the person who was the tailor, the shoemaker, wasn't necessarily that they were entrepreneurs. They were craftsmen. They had a skill, a talent. They provided a service, and that's how they earned their livelihood, right? So there might be something that you've decided you want to generate a business around. Now, what's really, really important is to recognize that this isn't a hobby, that this is a business. So there's two things going on here. There's what you do and the business of what you do. And there's a lot of different places that you could come from in looking at this. Are you going to start something from nothing? Now, everything started from nothing, but I mean, there are places like franchises and other dynamics, buying existing businesses that you can then step into where somebody's already has a proven model. Okay, that's one type of business. Maybe there's a service or a product. Maybe you're an IT or an engineer and you want to become a consultant, or you're a graphic designer, or you've been doing something on the side and now you want to expand on it and make a difference, or maybe it's just time to explore something else. Well, there are a couple things that we want to make sure before you decide the strategy that's going to be your transition. And some people go cold turkey, some people have a transition strategy. One of the things that's very important is, and this they may or may not talk about in business school or your classes or whatever, but that are two things. One, to make sure that you have some reserves. that you're not coming from a place of need. Many people use credit cards or home equity loans to start a business. Some people, you know, there's many different venues. From, I think, what is it, 10% of all films? Or 10% of the films in Sundance were backed by Kickstarter. Can you believe that? I think like over $100 million has been raised for films that have won Oscars and awards at Sundance, for films. I know I'm on a tangent, but let's say you want to start a production company or film a movie. That takes money. That takes money. Where are you going to get the money from? We're not even talking at that piece yet. We're not talking about the cost of to start the business. We're talking about making sure that your needs are met, that your rent, your utilities, your food, that, you know, that you're not setting yourself up to be in a state of survival and need at the level that it's going to not drive you, but an unhealthy form of stress that will translate. Because I promise you are going to be going the distance. You are like going for the gold when you start your own business. And anyone who tells you different is talking about remembering something maybe, or it depends on their success. Talk to any successful person who's built a business. It takes something. And if you're coming from a place where your personal expenses are based upon something that doesn't yet exist. So what we're talking about is making sure that you're saving, right? That you're saving for whatever it is you need for whatever period of time. Now, some of you, that may not be an issue. Some of you, it might be, you know, I know many people have used their savings to start a business, right? You want to be really careful about that loan to yourself. Right? Really careful in terms of that piece. So there's the piece about looking at not just the risk of the business, but making sure that you don't have the additional stress of your mortgage, your rent, whatever it is, you know, those pieces. The other thing is they may not be supportive, but to make sure that your immediate ecosystem knows what's going on, right? That they're prepared. Now, you do this, you don't do this, it's six of one, half a dozen of another. It's your call. However, it's, as I said, they don't have to be 100% for it. That's, you know, people are what they are. We're not going to change people. But you want to make sure that your immediate ecosystem is there and not going to be a negative or a pull, that you're setting yourself up in an environment that's supportive for you to win. Now, that doesn't mean that they agree or that they're for it, but that you're clear on setting up a communication or a dynamic so that is really not going to have you be defending and drained, because you're going to become a racehorse putting this business together. And I'm actually going to share some ideas that will help you in doing that when we come back from this break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
If you currently or aspire to serve on a board or work in a leadership capacity for or with a public or nonprofit organization, where can you turn to get the best advice and practices? How about Leadership Matters with Dr. Cheryl G. and Jenny Frumer? Our program discusses challenges facing both public and nonprofit leaders. Don't miss these practical solutions and tips to enhance your leadership style and effectiveness. Leadership Matters with Dr. Cheryl G. and Jenny Frumer airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
How can we Americans realize our dreams to earn a living? How can you pursue your dream and make money as an owner or an employee? Learn how at The American Business Person, the online weekly radio talk show hosted by Rich Killian. Today's business leaders share how to succeed and what fails. If you own a new or established business or ever hope to, you must tune in. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, and noon Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel or listen on demand to our archived shows.
Are you a business innovator or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.
You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Okay, so for some of you listening today, we started off with the increase, the rate increase with the U.S. Postal Service, and we're moving into transitioning out of an already existing job and starting your own business. Now, some of you were listening to what we're talking about, what I mentioned in terms of making sure you have reserves, and you're like, and isn't that obvious? And I promise you, it's not to some. So for some of you, you just got reconfirmed, wait a minute, I just listened to 3.5 minutes of this conversation about make sure that your finances are met. Well, there's something else that I started to talk about and point to in terms of kind of your ecosystem. What do I mean by that? The people that are part of your life. And when you decide to start your own business, there's an excitement, there's a nervousness, there's an enthusiasm, there's a big vision, there's something pulling you forward. And at the same time, that idea, even though it's so dynamic in terms of what you're thinking and what you're feeling, it is still a very fragile, vulnerable dynamic conversation because it only exists in a conversation. And conversations are not, we interact with them as things, but they're not things, right? Conversations, you say it, and where is it, right? Might be people say thoughts are energy, and we'll get into the whole metaphysics of it. But if I say something, and then I don't say it again, it disappears. Like it doesn't exist in reality. If I say something often enough, then it becomes a habit and woven into kind of my lexicon, my way of thinking. And that's all, you know, there's all sorts of programs and dynamics in terms of, you know, how our words create our reality. Now, given that what you're considering, while it's dynamic and real and exciting for you, is still fragile and vulnerable, you want to make sure that the first people that you tell about this, that you talk to, are people who are unconditional supporters. What do I mean by that? These are not people that are going to say, well, that's a really, you know, it sounds good and that market's very competitive, but have you done a cost? Like, they're not going to ask questions that are going to have you be defensive or feel disempowered or deflated. I'm not saying don't have those conversations. You're not, or not just yet. The first few conversations are the ones that give you energy, that feed you, that support you, that sounds great. Oh my gosh, you're the perfect person for this. This is a great opportunity. Why? Because it strengthens you. It gives you confidence. You've spoken it several times. You've said it out loud. You've had people listening. You've had positive supportive reinforcement. Okay? This doesn't mean take months to do this. I mean, this could be in a couple days or a day or whatever it is. This could be just the email or the video or the Facebook or whatever it is to that specific community that you know is going to be cheerleaders. Then, and then, You go to those in your community or those who, you know, maybe it's a partner or a good friend who may be rooting for you, but also have some valid concerns or considerations. And the important thing is to be open to having those conversations, not confrontations, but conversations, to really get and understand from their view and perspective what they're saying that you may experience as not supportive or not supportive, really. Or they may be asking you some very pragmatic questions, some very responsible questions, and maybe you haven't figured that part out, or you haven't researched it yet, or you don't even know the answer. So what there is to do is to say, that's a good question, and right now I don't know the answer, and it's something I will look into, or it's something I need to sort out, or I didn't know that. Like, just be with it. This isn't about trying to prove them wrong or get defensive or prove you're right, because what we have right here at this point is that you're considering something, or you have a desire to do something, or this is something you want or you are going to do, and they may be bringing up some valid pieces. You know, they may have said, have you talked to anyone in this industry? And you haven't. They may say, well, how is the postal rate increase this week going to impact that? And you might say, I don't even know. I don't even know when I'm starting this. Now, so you're gonna do it. And maybe it's something you've done, and like you've worked and you're deciding to open up a service-based business where you're doing all these things. Maybe you're opening up a manufacturing. Maybe you have a brilliant idea and you want to see it happen. One of our clients spent 2 years putting their brilliant idea together, one of which they didn't have a salary. And they got some angel investors, and it looks like this is going to be within the next 6 months a very, very lucrative thing. I'm hoping that we'll have that client on as a guest and could share their story and a bit more about that. However, that was bringing a product that didn't exist into the world. So it involved prototypes and manufacture and IP, intellectual property, and trademarking and understanding industry and regulations. So there's a lot of research to do for that. Now, for some of you, you haven't thought through all that, and that's okay, because I think in some ways it's kind of like being a parent. You know, if you knew everything, like if you really knew it, you'd be like, oh my gosh. But you deal with what you need to deal with when you need to deal with it. So it's not about knowing every single thing, but it is about being informed, and it is about having the bandwidth. And here's a question, and this might sound dramatic to some of you. This might sound so dramatic. Are you willing to pay the price? That's not meant to be heavy. That's not meant to be, oh my gosh, like we're in the middle of, you know, a Russian novel, and it's extremely dramatic, and you know, the sky is gray. It really is that it takes something. The same way it takes something to bring a child into the world, and you could only be so prepared. It takes something to build, to create, to build and grow a business. It takes something to deal with the different cycles of growth, because there's what you do and there's the business of what you do, and those can be two very separate things. So what you might do is maybe you're an attorney, or what you might do is maybe you're a chef, or that's very different than being a restaurateur. Very, very different. And in many businesses, there's a perception of freedom. And there is a freedom. And depending on the nature of your business, it's not that you don't have to do things. But very often you have a different flexibility about when they have to be done. You know, a very, very powerful quote someone said once. I don't know the origination of it, and it's The difference between a master and a slave is a master controls their time, what they do with their time. So there is that piece that when you own a business, you have that. And that's combined with discipline. And what is discipline? Discipline is remembering what you want. I love that. Write that down somewhere if you don't have it, right? Discipline is remembering what you want. And very often what happens is in the day-to-day, we forget what we want. Because we're talking about something now which is going to be introduced into probably a life that's already full. Like if you have a job and you have other commitments and relationships and this and that, then, you know, there's not a lot of bandwidth. So how do you begin to craft and create? And that's when what I said, when are you willing to pay the price? Some people go cold turkey. They quit their job. They leave their job. Now, that what I highly, highly, highly recommend is that you do some strategic thinking. You do some planning before that. And there are some really great resources, not just online, but in person, that, and depending on your generation, it might be really valuable to going in person. Now, this show is a great resource, right? Moving Forward is a fabulous resource. If you listen to some of the back episodes and you hear the stories of the people who have built these businesses, you'll hear how, you know, Allison, when she had to let people go because the economy turned down, and learning how to be responsible for kind of an employee's time, how Jennifer from Olive PR Solutions, you know, when she first had to pay payroll taxes, almost was ready to close her door at that stage of growth. And she looks back now and she laughs with compassion, right? Like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? But it was real. It was real. You know, it takes something to grow into the growth of the business. The business can't grow if you're not. So if you're going to start a business, be ready for a new chapter. Now, with that being said, what are some of these resources? Well, there's SCORE, and that's in the States. That's it's retired executives from organizations who will meet with you, and they'll discuss components that and aspects of business that you need to know. And they have a website that's a great resource in terms of information for those of you who are starting a business. Right? There are a lot of classes and programs and workshops. Be wary of some of them. You know, it's interesting. Our Daring to Grow program, and I'm a huge advocate of it, right? Why? Because I created it. But there was a woman I had been talking to for about 2 years, and she was ready to close her doors. And literally, she had transitioned out of corporate and started her own business and was struggling for 2 years, almost had gone through her savings, literally had between 1 and 3 clients. And the 6-month Daring to Grow, she was bringing in, she got her company to on track for 6 figures that year. Now remember, this is from 1 to 3 clients, was ready to close her doors, had spent through all her savings, and in 6 months, was bringing in over $10,000 and had signed a $60,000 contract as well, right? And it, completely different place and space as you can imagine. Why? Because we talked about what you do in the business of what you do, and integrating both, and the consistency factor, and how not to get sucked in by what everyone else is doing, but be able to cherry pick what works best for you, your style, your infrastructure, your bandwidth. And it's not, you know, so make sure that you're really being prudent when you look at investing money in programs to support what you're doing. There's another resource that's a great resource for startups, which is Elance. I mean, for any business for sure, but for Elance, it's a great resource. And look for the 5 stars, you know, look for, or really do your research on that. But there's also in the United States and many other countries, they do have resources of this, which are provided by the government and universities, which are free or very low cost. In the United States, you have the SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers, and they are all affiliated with universities, I believe, all across the United States, part of the Small Business Administration of the U.S. government, and they have counselors. And I've sent so many of our clients to them. because they're really good. And trust me, you would be paying some sweet dollars for what they provide in terms of support. And these are people who are so committed and really are advocates and rooting for each and every one of us. And there's different stages of business growth that they work with, too. So don't think it's just for those of us who are in the early stages. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to hear some more about how to make that transition. And we're talking about the pre-contemplative stages now. Take care. Till we come back.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Is your business model robust enough? In today's ever-changing business environment, people are working to transform themselves, their futures, and their business. Tune in to Business Reinvention with your host, Nancy Lynn. To stay ahead of the game in business, you have to constantly reinvent yourself and your organization. With Nancy's experience and that of her guest experts, you'll learn from stories of inspiration, innovation, and forward thinking. Listen for Business Reinvention live every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We all face some economic uncertainty in our life. What makes the difference is how we take command of that and survive. Tune in to Strategies for Financial Survival with host Michael Figueroa. Michael has been up and down the road to success several times, and along with his guests, will share the skills of survival. By assessing your strengths and skills and applying them to your future, you can make it through tough times, regardless of your field. Listen every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. This is Jen Sabin, and welcome to Moving Forward. Today, we're talking about those of you who have made a decision, or in the pre-contemplative to contemplative to ready to rock and roll in terms of, you know what, I want to start my own business. It's time. It's now. I blank, 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 right? There's what the rest of that sentence that has you really believe that now is the time for you to move forward on that. And, you know, there's a couple different ways to transition. When I spoke before, I mentioned it to come up with a business plan. Well, I didn't say a business plan. I mentioned some resources. And one of the things you'll probably do there is come up with a business plan. Now, here's the thing about a business plan. If you're not looking to raise capital, then it's a different kind of business plan. I hear so much about business plans and so many things. And what is so important is partially the plan, but also the critical thinking part that goes into it. You're thinking about processes. You're thinking about team. You're going beyond the immediate and stepping outside of it and looking at the business itself. Not just the product or service, not just the difference it's going to make, not just about the energy of it. There's a place where you're using kind of discernment and cognitive. You're looking at it. You're also, something that's really important is, you know, what's the real profit that could be generated from this business? How much can this business make? I mean, I know I brought that up and we discussed it in regards to a franchise, and there are certain laws that if you're looking to buy a franchise that prohibit them from, you know, giving you that information. They'll direct you to other franchise owners. You know, how much can this business actually generate? What is my exit strategy? Do I even want to think about an exit strategy? Oh my gosh, an exit strategy. I don't see where on a business plan there's an extra strategy. Well, that's the piece that's called risk. And many people wouldn't agree with me here because they're like, you know what, burn your ships, right? If you're in, you're in. Like, there's no, you know, you're a parent, you're a parent. It's happened, right? However, when you become a parent, you try to create a village, right? Like, there are pieces in place, supports and structures and resources. There are babysitters, right, that you can use, whether it's a family member or someone else, or even if that babysitter's with you when you're with the kids, right? There's or a nanny or whatever. And these are not functions of an economic dynamic. This is what's had us, you know, continue as one of 3% of the species that hasn't become extinct on the planet. Now, she's talking about kids. Help me. She's taking me. Jen's, we're going down this odd path. A business plan is dynamic. It is organic. It is not set in stone. Consider it like a GPS, whatever brand that you want to. You know, if the road is blocked or there's construction or you get off, it'll say recalculating, but it's still calculating for you to get to that destination. Are you aware of the destination? You know, in the beginning of this, we talked about the increase in postal rates. If you don't have a business plan, if you haven't thought through some of these things, then you might not be aware of the potential impact. And nowhere in your business plan would it have, you know, projected that the Postal Service was going to raise rates in January 2013, local, you know, postage of 46 cents, I believe, a stamp. And certainly if you are shipping overseas, it wouldn't have been in your projections that the cost to ship a record would go from, you know, $13 and change to $18 and change from Saturday to Monday. Right? So it's not like it's got it all handled and sorted out. So it's a live document that way, but it is something that you want your actions, like what you're doing, to be aligned with that, right? So, you know, I'm a strong believer, and not everyone has it. Well, it's not that it's the only thing that works, but when you have the strategy, the plan becomes obvious, right? When that most people start with the plan, but they don't necessarily have the strategy. They go right to tactics and actions. They don't have necessarily a strategy. And when you have a strategy, it really is a very efficient use of your time, energy, resources, capital, etc. So with that being said, these are some pieces that if you're not willing to do, now check this out, if you're not willing to consider what are the reserves, like the financial piece of it, if you're not willing to consider having conversations or setting up dynamics with people who could help you or have done it before, and it's not that you can't be an innovator and a thinker, but there's actually to kind of learn things that you might not know, that you could bump into, that that never would have considered around permits or import-export, or you might get a great resource. So it's not about not doing this, but it really is about embracing this like it is going to happen and it is going to be successful. No kidding. Done deal, bottom line, right? Not ego-based, but also being willing to learn. And you don't take advice from someone that you don't respect, or that you, when I say don't respect, you wouldn't want to change places with. Like you don't take, you can learn from everyone. It doesn't mean you're going to take their advice. You can learn from everyone. It doesn't mean you're going to take their advice. Sometimes what you learn isn't the lesson that they're teaching you, but you can learn from everyone. It doesn't mean that you're going to take their advice. Those are two big distinctions. The other thing was, when this thing is in its fragile infancy stage, when you're just starting to speak it to people who will give you positive reinforcement and feedback, who will root for you. It could be great Aunt Millie, who can't even hear half of what you're saying. Sorry, Aunt Millie. But it's just like, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. Why? Because you're getting it in dialogue. It's no longer a monologue. You're starting to have conversations about it. So then you could go to the people who will say, well, what about the increase in postage? And you're not going to get defensive, feel shut down, or deflated. Now, I know for some of you, you were expecting that next level of tactical pieces, and we'll talk about that. But for those of you who are still going to work tomorrow, and this is what you're considering, if you're not willing to do these things, then are you really willing to, like, you know, what are you planning to do? It's not that these are the answer. And this isn't classroom stuff. This is from people who say, wow, I wish I knew. Wow, I wish I hadn't have told my best friend about it, because afterwards I felt like it was lousy. And it's not about proving them right or wrong. You want to be in the best position to win, the best position to be successful, right? We want you on the show. We want to be interviewing you so you could tell your story, right? And this might be part of it. Learn from others. Learn and pick and choose what works and doesn't work. But there's a place where you want to consider, if I'm not willing to even go do a rudimentary business plan or get some of these thoughts down on paper, or talk to someone who's informed about this, then am I setting myself up to bump into a few walls that I don't have to? Right? It's going to be challenging enough. It's going to take effort. And anyone who tells you it doesn't take effort is, you know, please send us their number, please, because we'd love to interview them, because that's a great resource. That's a gem. Now, with that being said, remember, discipline is remembering what you want. I love that. Isn't that great? Discipline is remembering what you want. This week, make it a moving week, a moving week, a moving forward week. And for those of you who are considering this, please share your thoughts. Let us know your stories, because we'd love to have you on the show, you know, when you're up and running. And if you need support along the way, we have great resources from our listeners and from the GMG team, and we're happy to help you and support you. Everyone, once again, make this week a moving forward week. Take care.
Thank you again for tuning in to Moving Forward. Please join Jen Sabin again next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Make your week a moving forward week.